Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Captain Levi Weiss, who is the spokesperson for the Israeli Defense Force, joining us on the line. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
It's been quite the tense situation here as we enter our second week in this conflict with Hamas. The rockets are continuing to rain down here on Israel, all across Israel. So we certainly are in quite the tense situation here as of this morning.
And there's been a lot of talk around a potential ceasefire Thursday. We can't seem to follow if this is coming from, if this is something that is real, not real, something that could possibly work. Is there, has the IDF responded on that at all?
I would be able to confirm any sort of discussion around a ceasefire is something, of course, that is taking place on the political level.
Right.
That said, though, we are ready, and we will continue to be so.
And so hopefully that will be the case. There's been a lot of, pushback and a lot of comments around some of the targeting, specifically the building that housed both Al Jazeera and Associated Press. That must have been a very, very difficult decision for the IDF, knowing what will absolutely with certainty follow in terms of a response from media around the world.
Emphasize first that, of course, any strike that the IDF is taking is one that requires, you know, a significant amount of thought and investigation and intelligence. And these, you know, none of these decisions are made lightly. And it's important to say that. And we really do try to minimize the impact on the civilians within the Gaza Strip. They're absolutely not our target. And certainly any of the media outlets in that building were absolutely not our targets. This was a building used by Hamas for several reasons, for several purposes. Was used for R&D, used for intelligence, used for weapons manufacturing. And of course, we gave warning to those civilians in the building with enough time for them to leave, and nobody was injured during that strike. But no strike that the IDF carries out is done without intensive thought. And it's a responsibility that we take very, very seriously. And of course, this is again in real stark contrast to what Hamas is doing, which is just launching rockets across civilian communities in Israel, with civilians really as the target. And at this stage, we have more than 10 casualties, another two, yesterday who were killed in a direct strike against a home. So there really is a difference in terms of the approaches that are being taken. Civilians in Gaza are not, and absolutely not, and never have been, our targets. And for Hamas, that really is the opposite. The civilians in Israel are the intended target.
As a spokesperson for the IDF, isn't it enormously frustrating for you, given the lengths that the IDF goes to in order not to harm civilians, but the narrative is painted as something exactly the opposite?
It is frustrating because I do understand, and I say this really from a perspective within the military, I do understand the efforts that are being made, that I have to say, you know, I don't recall or don't believe these are efforts being made by militaries anywhere else in the world. And certainly these are efforts that at time are an operational disadvantage to us, of course. But it also, this is very much part of the values that we have here in the IDF, which is that we want to minimize that impact. Civilians have never been our target. We understand that perhaps there's some misunderstanding around that, or the not a clear understanding.
Well, that's a very nice and gentle word, misunderstanding around that. I would love it all just to be one big misunderstanding. I somehow doubt that it is.
I'd say that, you know, any loss of innocent human life is tragic. And it's something that, you know, in uniform I can say, and I no problem to be quoted on that. Any loss of human life is tragic on both sides of this conflict. And we would like to return to quiet. I have no doubt that most Israelis would love to leave their shelters. would love to resume normal life. But again, this is a conflict that was started by Hamas, by a terror organization. And it's certainly, I think that that's a message that perhaps has gotten lost in the discussion. And my colleagues and myself, we try to emphasize that as much as possible, but it's certainly challenging.
What's interesting as well is it's very clear that the funding for these missiles, more than 4,000 of them so far, has to have come from somewhere, and the money has had to have been used on rockets rather than on building, educating, and improving people's lives within Gaza. That's on the one side. On the other, Israel is still sending aid into Gaza as a result of perhaps some of these strikes, as a result of what Hamas is doing. It's just a bit. And then whilst that's happening, the aid deliveries are being shelled by Hamas. It's almost unfathomable.
I think it is just a very clear, one of many clear examples of what Hamas is really prioritizing within the Gaza Strip. All of the investment that they have made in establishing and advancing their terror arsenal could have gone to the people within the Gaza Strip. It could have gone towards investment in education, in healthcare, in small businesses. It could have gone towards the people within the Gaza Strip. Clearly it hasn't. Clearly these resources have been used to build elaborate weapon systems, true infrastructure of a military. And that's where those resources are going, which is without a doubt, I think, tragic, and again, a clear example of what Hamas is prioritizing. And certainly your point about the aid that was coming in. This was humanitarian aid that was coming in that was intended for the civilians within the Gaza Strip. And Hamas started launching rockets.
But why would
is the crossing where that took place? The soldier was injured, in fact, during that exchange. And certainly why we do this is because we understand that the people in Gaza are not our target. And there is a hope that nonetheless, people there will receive aid that they need. And they are absolutely not our target, but there is a real tragedy here, when their government prioritizes terror over their own civilians.
Absolutely astounding. And let's hope that it gets resolved as soon as it can, so that Israelis can return to normal life, and of course so that the damage and the loss of life in Gaza is minimized as well. If only this could push towards a democratic Gaza. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it will. It is 8:41. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thank you for speaking to us, Captain Libby Weiss, who is the spokesperson of the Israel Defense Force, speaking to us from Israel.